guys. How we
Hey,
doing?
Coach, talk to you again. How's things going down there in Statesboro, buddy?
Oh, it's doing great. Doing great. Just started the summer workout program and 8 week cycle and in week one right now on a Friday. So boys are downstairs lifting as we speak.
I hear that, Coach. Well, tell me about this, man. We talked last year, your first year down in Statesboro, man. So what's been the difference for you from year one to year two now? You better set your culture and foundation, Coach Elton.
Yeah, definitely. Probably the biggest thing that happened for us, and I credit Jared Vinko, between year and one and two, is having the opportunity to get in last November and truly see kind of what we needed going into year one to evaluate staff, to evaluate personnel. As we moved and shifted from more an option run game offense to a passing offense, a more balanced offense, to have that opportunity to do the roster management and put us in a position to really have success in year one was important. And I look at it, not only you bring in the right people, but you're putting in culture, you're putting in systems, and having that advanced time was really important. It allowed us to go to Nebraska and have a big Power Five win, allowed us to have a top 25 win versus James Madison here at Paulson, and then to have a chance to beat our arch rivals in App State. I credit a lot of that to Jared giving us the time to be able to bring in the personnel that we needed that fit the systems. Now, all of a sudden, you've had that success. You are a postseason team in year one. The expectations of Georgia Southern are always championships, and to be able to put yourself into position to compete for championships. I look outside my window each and every day, and there's six national championships on the stadium. So you know the expectations is a tradition of excellence that's there. And that's why we're working, so hard. Our team is right in the middle of summer workouts and preparing with some newcomers that can really help us this year.
Coach Helton, let's be honest, man. You all played some tight games last year. It could have been even better for you guys than the record you had. So, how much emphasis has it been in the spring and summer here about closing out the games the right way, making the right plays so we don't get in those close games where we come just a tad bit short? Well, now we'll win those games going forward and improve even more.
Yeah, I was on another interview just a little bit ago when we were talking about this. It's so as you're building each and every year, I remember first getting here, and here's a three-win football team that had talent. I mean, to have Caleb Hoods on the team, Derwin Burgess, Jaylen White, that type of talent and leadership. The one thing that was the team needed to grow in was confidence. Coming off three wins, I was like, gosh, Doug, I could see the talent. I could see what they could become, having done it 28 years, but they needed to see it in themselves. And I think as we really grew as a team, having some moments of success early, with Nebraska, having some moments of success early, being a top 25 James Madison. But then you have a really tough game that you lost down the stretch in South Alabama versus a really good football team, a team that was a 10-win football team, and you're up 31-17 in the fourth, and you don't close that out. Well, that's something you can learn from. It's a failure, but you can learn from it too. Learning from successes and failures are so important. And I thought it really helped us as we got late into that season and everything postseason plays on the line versus App State, to learn how to finish games and have the confidence to finish those close games, I think was really important for a young team, especially these guys that are coming back with us in year two.
Coach Held, you said something so important, learning to win. I don't think fans realize how hard it is for a young team. Is you have to learn to win and close people out. Learn not to make the dumb penalties or be know your assignment. Know if it's cover two, cover three, or if we're doing not to make that key say they cost us the game. Those little things that we don't see that we see on tape, you and I, the fans don't quite see it. That makes between winning and losing on Saturdays.
Well, there's talent, there's schemes, and then there's learning how to deal with adversity.
Yes,
And there's a
sir.
lot of adversity in games. There's highs and lows, and to be able to keep your poise and your focus, no matter what the situation is a learned trait. And young people, 18 to 21, it's an important time in their career, in their football careers, how to learn, through that adversity. It's not what happens to you; it's how you react from it afterwards. You and I have seen it. The best players we've ever been around are those guys that can get to the next play. The best The best golfers, the best pitchers, the best quarterbacks, the best players know how to, whether it was a success or a failure on the previous play, know how to get to the next play. But that's a learned trait. It's something that as a young person, you continue to grow in. You step outside that comfort zone. You put yourself in those adverse situations. And then you look up and you go, well, I've been through this before. I'm good. I know how to handle it. I know to keep my poise, keep my focus, and go do my job.
No doubt, Coach Hilton. And also, I think this is the time of year fans can realize this is the time where the guys get stronger, build that camaraderie, and learn about this as players. So how much are you mixing in film work versus just being out there lifting and running around, running routes and doing things of that nature? So how much are you mixing that mental part of that game along with the getting stronger part of the game?
Yeah, summer is so important for you because you got to remember you're bringing in a lot of newcomers we think that everybody knows the culture. Don't assume that. You have to reteach it. And for the older guys, I go, hey, guys, I don't care if you hear it 1,000 times. You're going to hear it 1,001. You know, and everybody has to be on the same page. And that's what summer is for, not only to get people adapted to your culture and to understand the expectations and the standards, but there's also something you and I have both played the game. It's something about shared suffering, to go through the heat of the summer, to be in those workouts, to be in those conditionings where you're having to lean on each other and support each other and lift each other up. That's what builds that brotherhood, that camaraderie, that team aspect. And so I don't think strength coaches get enough credit in our profession. And I thank God we've got Bobby Steiner here, who's with me at USC, has been at Notre Dame, LSU. Just unbelievable how they do such a great job during the summer of building that camaraderie and building that strength of character that is needed for championship teams.
Hotel, you're so right, man. The strength coach and the trainers are the two key calls of a team because they keep us ready to go in shape and keep my bodies intact. And a lot of times they save you from some headaches as well. They deal with stuff you got to deal with. So this point gets to you. They did do a lot of that, a good stop gap. That's what I'm saying. It's about the strength and challenge that those trainers for you, man. They help out so many ways.
Oh, those guys are around the players even more than you are. You know, during the summer, they're with them each and every day. And they set the standard. They set the standard of how we perform at a championship level. And so, no, they don't get enough credit. And they really don't.
No doubt, Coach Hilton. And how has it been for you, man, recruiting Georgia, being down here, man, all the talent you can get? And as you say, you're changing from an offensive to passing game now. Guys want to come down and more can fit freely into your system. So how's it been meeting coaches around in this area, man, who love you, who know who you are at USC down here building this thing in Statesboro, Georgia down here, man?
Yeah, I tell you what, that's what intrigued me so much about the job, because I, having grown up in the Southeast, born in Gainesville, Florida, I knew how special the recruiting base was. And if you just look at the blueprint that Irk Russell did, you know, taking Georgia kids and then getting what you need and using the attached states of Florida, South Carolina, Alabama, a little bit in Tennessee, you got everything you need. And there's so much rich talent here that you just can stay right here and build a championship team. In Georgia, you know, you look at the quality of high school coaching. You look at how they are taught and how they are progressed in their high school athletics. They're college ready by the time they get to us. They have the toughness. They have the discipline. They've been taught, you know, the fundamentals and technique of the game. We've had two recruiting cycles. We've had 55 young men from the state of Georgia join our team. We've signed the most players in the FBS from the state of Georgia of any FBS team that's out there. So we're following that blueprint that Coach Russell had set forth, that won championships, and sticking to it.
Coach, I got two more for you, Coach. They got to run here. Tell me about your non-conference schedule, man. It's the Citadel, UAB. You got Wisconsin and Ball State. Talk about that. It's going to be a tough road for you for getting that ASUN, that Sun Belt play. But tell me, it's a tough road, but your guys up to that challenge yourself first against Citadel right down there for you guys, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's so important as we look towards the future and the playoff expansion coming, going probably from 4 to 12, you know, in the upcoming years. It's going to be so important not only to have a great resume when it comes to winning a conference championship, but what you do outside the conference. I thought it was so important for us in year one to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, and get a quality win over a Power Five football team. You know, and so you're going to have those opportunities each and every year within our conference. I think we're the premier Group of Five conference that is out there. You look at the quality of teams that are within this conference, and what they are doing. You know, whether it was us in Nebraska, you look at App State last year, Marshall last year, Old Dominion, you know, the quality of wins versus our Power Five opponents, that was critical. And so we're going to get to have that opportunity again for some really quality teams this year. You know, when you're talking about a Wisconsin, a UAB, a Ball State, opening up with a Citadel, you know, that importance of building that resume as we move towards a larger playoff expansion is going to be critical in building that resume.
And last one, Coach, I know we talked about last year, your food spots now. And since a year later now, what else more food spots in Statesboro we should come get there when we come down to visit you guys, man? Where should we go, Coach? Talk to me now. A year later.
I'm going to tell you what, you got so many good restaurants of food here. I've tried to keep the weight off right now because you got some of the best food, whether it's Bull and Barrel, whether it's Nats, whether it's Dolan's Barbecue, you are going to have an unbelievable meal when you come to Statesboro, Georgia, and the best hospitality there is. And you know this place on game day. It is the prettiest little stadium in all of America. And I don't know if there may be bigger stadiums in the country, but there is just as much passion in this stadium as I've ever seen in my career.
Well, Coach Hilton, I look forward to coming down here to see you guys this year when my schedule allows, man. So I'm still cheering for you, man. I appreciate you and Brian, all you guys down there in Statesboro, man, always coming on this show, man. So, you know, I'm down for you, Coach. I'm always in your corner, man.
Man, I appreciate you. Thanks for all the support, and hail Southern.
Yes, sir. See you, Coach.
See you. Take care. All right.